Radio Prague News.
At least three people drowned in flash floods which hit northern areas of the Czech Republic on Saturday. The Prime Minister has said that the cleanup of the devastation will change budget priorities, and the governor of the Liberec region has estimated the damage from the flash floods could exceed 1 billion crowns. At least three people drowned in flash floods which hit northern areas of the Czech Republic on Saturday, police and rescue officials have said. The flood struck primarily in the region of Liberec and the neighboring Uzhky nad Labem, which declared a state of emergency. Among those who died in the floods was an elderly man trapped in his home in Dolní Libchava near Česká Lípa. Officials expect the final toll could be higher as three people remain missing, including a man who was last seen falling into raging waters. Along with the toll in lives, floodwaters on Saturday caused untold damage to property and infrastructure, grinding through asphalt roads and railway lines, sweeping away cars and damaging or destroying personal homes. Around 2,000 people were evacuated from their homes by rescue workers and military personnel called in to deal with the calamity. Some 700 professional as well as voluntary firefighters worked around the clock together with the army, which supplied military and police helicopters for rescue missions. And although waters have since begun to recede in areas, flood warnings remained in 10 places on Sunday morning, with officials urging drivers, for example, not to head for Friedland, badly hit by the floods on Saturday. The army and firefighters worked throughout the day to clear routes. A number of train lines remained closed due to collapsed ground or debris, although the line to Dresden, Germany, is reportedly now running. Meanwhile, power remains down in three regions, and some 1,700 households in northern Bohemia remain without electricity. Elsewhere in South Bohemia, an emergency flood alert warning has been issued for the Lužnice, which flows through Bechyně. There it's threatening to break its banks. Inhabitants of the town of Veselí nad Lužnicí have also begun preparing for a possible evacuation from their homes. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said that the cleanup of the devastation will change budget priorities, stressing that the government has funds in budget reserves which could be allocated to repair damages. The government will hold a special meeting on Monday to assess the situation. The Prime Minister has not yet said how much funding could be released, but expects that an assessment of the costs will be ready within a few days. Like President Václav Klaus, who headed for the Liberec region on Sunday to see the impact up close, the Prime Minister will also visit. The governor of the Liberec region, meanwhile, has estimated the damage from the flash floods could exceed 1 billion crowns. That's the equivalent of around 53.4 million U.S. dollars. The governor, Stanislav Eichler, made the estimate during the Czech president's visit. Structures which suffered damage include bridges, footbridges, and personal homes. And, for example, Chrastava has been estimated at suffering 100 million crowns in damage alone. Meanwhile, several hundred people in flooded areas have already begun contacting insurance companies with claims. I'm Jan Fellinger. That's the news for now.